So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
Now breakfast with Bocelli on 1010XL.
Brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
Oh yeah, 8:22. Good morning, Jacksonville. Happy Monday. Don Anthony Bocelli Jr. joining us right now. A little breakfast with Big Bo. What are we eating today, Tone?
I just got a cup of coffee, Danny. Just a little coffee today.
Cup of coffee? Everything good?
Yeah, black coffee.
Yeah.
It's Monday, you know. It's as good as can be.
Did you get your workout in yet?
No, not today. Not yet today. I'll get that set. This afternoon. It was a long week. Got to bed late last night, so we're going to have to do an afternoon workout today.
What was your weekend like? What were you up to?
We had cheerleading. It was fabulous. Yeah, fabulous.
Was it travel cheerleading?
Oh, it was in Orlando, yeah.
Yeah.
The racket of all rackets.
Yes, one of the great rackets.
Great rackets. I wish I would have thought of myself way to make just bucket loads of money off of families who mortgage everything to go watch their lovely young daughters and some sons cheer for a total of about 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Did we win a national championship?
We did. One team won a national title.
Okay.
Somehow it was like the third or fourth national title of the year.
Of the year. It's impressive.
I haven't quite figured out how these national titles work, but we're racking them up.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like mortgaging everything you got to go to Orlando for the weekend.
That's
great.
I'm sure you have a good family dynamic. I'm sure you have a little padding there in the next nest egg. I'm sure you'll be okay. You'll overcome this.
Listen, I've been very blessed, without a doubt. I don't know how the average person does it. The Googan out there working.
It's the same thing. Baseball, lacrosse, it's all of them.
Yeah.
It's a racket.
I mean, these Googans working their tails off, making as much money as they possibly can. And little Tommy and little Susie have to go do these damn travel sports, and you have to mortgage everything just to go spend a weekend in Orlando for, you know, to chase them around.
What happened to the good old days, Tony, where you just pick sides on the school tennis court and have a cheer off?
It worked just fine.
We got spirit.
Working.
Yes, we do. We got spirit.
How about you?
We got the most.
Yeah, it worked fine. I mean, I don't know. You know, the world seemed just fine, and Major League Baseball seemed pretty good back in the day when you just played baseball during the summer with your friends at the park.
Yeah, it still works.
Little League. And you know what? It cost like $100 for rec. And, you know, and the team, there was like 8 bats everyone shared. You didn't go buy your own personal bat.
Yeah, I can remember we shared uniforms from the year before.
Yeah, uniforms from the year before. And
there was always two or three kids that had the wrong size because you only had four of each side, so you were screwed.
But that's okay. We all lived, and
nobody.
I didn't have a personal hitting coach.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
You deserve it.
Maybe you would have made the big leagues if you had the personal hitting coach, though.
Possibly. A little bit. In football, the little peewee football I played, it's amazing. Using the same pads that some joker used the year before worked just fine.
Yeah.
A little smelly, but nonetheless, they were good.
Yeah. I didn't have a personal offensive line coach.
No, we had to treat them all like pros now. That's correct. When they're eight, they got a personal offensive line coach. What did you make of the option being picked up with Blake? We've gone over that it's not as big a deal as it sounds like, you know, as a headline, but does it indicate anything one way or the other?
No. It indicates you haven't given up on him. I think if you don't pick up the option, you're basically saying, we're done. Because the option, the only thing it ties you to is injury. And so it's guaranteed for injury, but they could cut Blake Bortles in training camp this year and nothing would happen. I mean, there would be no difference. They could cut him next year in training camp if he's healthy and nothing would happen. That's not true next year. Once he's on the roster past March, it becomes guaranteed, I think.
Right.
Anything. But,
you can cut him in January and February, year. Though, yeah.
Right, January and February wouldn't matter. So I think what they're saying is, I thought Dave explained it well. You look at a two-year deal, he's going to make, you know, a couple million this year. And if he plays well, they'll keep him. 19 next year, that means 22 over 2 years, 11 million a year. It's a pretty good deal for a starting quarterback these days. And even if he plays well enough where you're going to keep him next year at $19 million, that means, you know, that's the price for a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Do you think he's salvageable?
Oh, we've done this.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the only new element is that they think he's out. I think that's the surprise.
Well, I think
that they haven't given up on him.
I think the surprise is, Tone, that they didn't bring anybody in.
Well, that's part of it. That indicates some belief in Bortles that I didn't think they had.
That could be it. Or who are they going to bring in? I thought we did this. There wasn't, like, a lot of options.
Well, Fitzpatrick or Kaepernick. Or,
come on.
Those guys are better than Bortles.
I don't know if Fitzpatrick is.
I think he is, but
well, he's like
similar.
Every other. It depends
yeah,
what year you get him.
This
on.
Is a good year coming.
Okay, well then we'll take him. Yeah. Kaepernick, I just think.
I don't know how committed he is to football. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Kaepernick brings all the different issues and it's his freedom to do it. I'm fine with him doing whatever he wants to do under his constitutional right. But boy, in a military town, that'd be a tough one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no question. No question.
How do you think him and TC would get along?
That'd be tough.
I don't know. I wouldn't think that. Yeah.
Not great.
There's a few current team members I wouldn't think would get along great with TC. So that's a fluid question.
Yeah.
Fluid. Yes, it's fluid.
The Jaguars in ESPN's power rankings, Tone, are 27th, just coming out. The annual Kings of Free Agency try once again for that elusive 6-win season. Was A.J. Boye a 1-year wonder or a cornerstone signing? Is Leonard Fournette this year's Ezekiel Elliott? Is Cam Robinson ready? Lots of questions in Jacksonville where the answers always seem elusive. And, I mean, all that is fair, obviously. You look, it's not just Bortles, as much as we want to always make it about the quarterback, and it is. One of the things that we touched on last week is, look, Blake Bortles didn't have a great year, but he wasn't my god-awful, you know what I mean? What about Leonard Fournette? Give me some numbers for Leonard Fournette that are attainable.
Well, did they say the elusive 6-win season?
Yeah, he was being smart, Alec.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, yeah.
Especially when it fits.
Well, it fits, and when so you're allowed
elusive.
To do
when's
those?
The last time we had one? About 0?
That's my
8?
Point.
Yeah.
That hurts. Mm-hmm. It's not good. Boy, that stung.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stings out there like that. Look,
I'm on the ropes right now. I'm trying to get off the ropes to recover.
But give me
so
some.
What was your question?
Give me
about
some attainable numbers for Leonard Fournette. And
doesn't he have to rush for 1,200 yards at least?
Yeah. I mean,
he's gonna be a top 5 pick.
Does he want 20 carries a game? That's 300. You know, how many carries are we gonna get? You know, what's he gonna? You know, what are we looking at? 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. Is that attainable? Tone?
I mean, 1,200 yards is what, only 70 yards a game, 65 yards a game?
Yeah, we can do it that way, but we haven't had 1,200 yards in a long time, right?
Well, I agree, but, I mean, if you're going to pick a back top 5.
Right.
And say he's our bell cow, he's our guy. I mean, minimum 1,000 yards, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say
1,000, I don't know, would be really, that wouldn't really get you running either.
Depending
on how he had it. If he only has a 1,000-yard rushing season, then he better miss 2 or 3 games with injury. Because if not, you're getting about, you know, 16 for 60 is the problem.
Right. And I think part of it, obviously, is decreasing the pass attempts and not being over 600 for a season with the quarterback. So if you can decrease that and get that balance that we've been that they're going to want, that will hopefully has to cut down on the turnovers.
Well, what about if they get let's look at it a different way instead of yards. Yards come with carries and mm-hmm. games played.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect 4.5 yards a carry. That's a win. Anything north of 4.5 yards a carry is a win.
I like that. That's good. Yeah, I'd like that. 4.5.
I think Fournette's going to be kind of like Fred, and he's going to, you know.
No, he's not.
He's going to
He's not Fred.
Can I finish? I think he's going to get his yards like this: 2-yard run, 3-yard run, 3-yard run, 60. I think that's that. I think that if he averages 4.5.
Yeah, I don't think he's that type of runner.
Did you watch him at all in college? Because I kind of watched him in college, and that is the kind of runner he was. He would like wear you down and then go for 70 at least the Gator.
Yeah, I thought that was more Dalvin Cook in college. If you go look at the numbers, Dalvin Cook had more big runs than Leonard Fournette, long runs. I thought Leonard Fournette is a bruising physical back that would just pound the hell out of you. And not that he didn't have the home run ability, he did. But I don't think he's a breakaway back.
Well, and look, whether he is or isn't, being a sledgehammer is fine. If the Jags are up and they get the football on their own 20 and there's 4 minutes and 22 seconds left and they can give him the ball in nine straight plays and get three first downs and, you know, clinch a win.
Oh, you're all about it.
That's fine. Yeah, that'll work just as well.
And I just don't – I mean, and I don't have, like, the carry by carry. Can you average 6.5 a carry and not be a breakaway back?
I'm talking break – I mean, college obviously was, but a lot of guys are breakaway backs in college that aren't going to be in the pros.
Yeah. I think he's a little fast. I think he's got a little more Fred than you think. I'm not saying he's Fred was so unique in his
Fred ran 4.3, Jeff.
Right, correct. I'm aware.
Fred was the fastest guy on the field. No one caught Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, Leonard
Jimmy,
Fred is
Jimmy
not
could
Fred,
catch him. Jimmy could catch
besides
him.
Jimmy. Jimmy ran like probably 4.4 on, you know, with no pads on. He ran 4.2 with pads on.
Yeah.
Jimmy. It's unreal. I've never seen anything like it.
The 90-yarder against the Dolphins was the greatest because Fred's running, and all of a sudden Jimmy comes out of nowhere to kind of run alongside him. I always love.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You gotta love it. I mean Leonard Fournette, he's a great back. I mean, he's a great college back. I mean, that's why you picked him. I mean, he makes him better right away. And so you look at what you know. Back to Dan's overall question, and Jeff, you're right. In college, he obviously was a breakaway back. You don't average 6.5 yards a carry. I just don't think. When I think of breakaway back, I think of guys that get in the open and they're gone. Now I think he's a big playback. I mean he's faster. He's gonna have more. He has more breakaway speed than. You know, he's like he reminds me more of a Mojo type, bigger Mojo. You know, Mojo was a big playback. But he wasn't going to run away from everybody. In his younger days, in his older days,
I think we'll all agree. We'll take either one of those.
Oh yeah. Gosh,
right?
Mojo's a great back. But you look at Leonard Fournette. I would say if he averages between 4 and 4.5 yards a carry, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
North of 4.5 is great.
I would agree. Breakfast with Buscelli is brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
Yeah, I really miss the other girl, the female voice.
I don't sound as sweet as her, do I?
No, it's so much more soothing and sweet. There's a sweetness to it.
My mom did catch me one time when I was little eating a jar of mayonnaise.
Well, there you go. That'll get you through.
That makes me feel better.
What happens at rookie minicamp?
A jar of mayonnaise is gross, though.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah. What happens at rookie minicamp there, Big Bo?
We sit around and watch a bunch of rookies run around in their underwear and act like we're going to learn something from it.
Yeah. What's the message from staff to them? Let me ask you this.
It's all install. I mean, I think the rookie minicamp.
Install? Okay.
I mean, we didn't have one.
Right.
We went right to the all the veterans were there. I don't know, because the rules were different back then, and we were an expansion team. It felt like we had like 50 practices in the offseason.
Right.
But there's only so much you can do. And so I think the rookie minicamp, the highest use, if it was me, was install. And install.
Learn the language,
start learning the basics of the plays, but also learn the drills, how practice works, so that when the veterans get there, now you can go faster in practice.
How much different is practice from college to the NFL?
It's just higher tempo, higher pace.
Okay.
Things happen quicker.
Same kind of drills, though, right? I mean,
every individual coach has their own kind of,
right.
You know, little personal stamp on it. So I'm not going to say they're the same kind of drills. You'll do different things. But it's the pace at which they happen. I remember that first mini camp. It felt like you were like sprinting everywhere.
This isn't going to work for me, guys.
I'm like, can we slow down? Can I catch my breath? Because you already got some anxiety and nerves being out there the first time. And I just remember I felt like everyone was watching me being the first pick ever, and you got all this stuff. And then you got, you know, you're going from drill to drill, and they're like, run, here we go. It's like, holy cow. I'm looking around going, I'm going to need some oxygen out here pretty soon. I thought I was in good shape, too.
Hey,
so I think the pace is the biggest thing.
Tony, is there any a dangerous way too strong a word? But you know, as you incorporate Cam Robinson in, do you overload him if you teach him guard and tackle? Would you be better served You know, because I know we've talked a lot, and I know you believe that if Brandon Albert, you know, ends up here and signs and everything gets worked out, that Robinson will move inside. And you told us about Ogden doing the same thing. But is it taxing for an offensive lineman? Like you coming in as a left tackle, would it have distracted you or at all, or slowed your growth process had you had to play guard?
One, I think it depends on the player. You know. And I think each individual, all of us individually, have different capacities to how we learn and how much information we can take at one time. But yeah, I think overall, asking a rookie who's going to be overwhelmed with everything I just talked about, and then coming in and saying, "Hey, we're going to try to teach you two positions," I think that's dangerous. I think you have to pick one and say, "Listen, we're going to teach you this," at least at the beginning. I think it's just too much to ask of a young player. I wouldn't recommend it. So, you know, it puts them a little bit of in a bind. You know, where you focus, because you don't know what the situation. Maybe they do know what the situation with Brandon Albert is. But in the perfect world, you want Brandon Albert to come in, be your left tackle, and let Cam Robinson move inside. I think that's what I would do. I mean, and if that's not the plan, I really don't understand the pick, because you need interior line help. You know, that's what you needed more than anything for the immediate. Now, if you had Cam Robinson, I mean, obviously had Cam Robinson rated pretty high, and if you had him as the best offensive lineman on your board, you always pick a tackle over a guard. I mean, they're just harder to find, those big guys to move outside. But for the immediate future, as we start talking about lining up, I mean, that's why you – I mean, Dave said it. Tom said it. To win now. We want to win lunch. We want to win now. Well, to do that, you better get the interior offensive line better. I mean, that's why you picked Leonard Fournette, right? Because we want to win now. He's going to help us now. We're going to help us the quarterback now. We're going to win now. Well, I go back to, you know, if that's the case, you got to get Brandon Albert in there, and I put Cam Robinson inside, so you strengthen the interior of that offensive line.
What's on the docket for this week, Big Bo? What do we got cooking in the life of Tom?
Well, it's one day at a time right now, Dan. It's really – I'm just going to try to win today, and I felt like I won this segment. I'm going to try to win finishing this coffee. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to yell at people too much today. Mm-hmm. And
who's getting yelled at? Give me one name.
Well, Andrew's back in town. So
yeah, that's always possible.
How long is he home for?
Too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there's a probably good chance. Yeah, there's a high chance I'll yell at him. High.
Oh,
high
probability. God. Get out of bed.
Yeah.
Let's start with
something
that.
Something like that. That'd be good.
Are you going to sleep the whole day?
Tell him the
stupid.
Tell him the champions.
Why does that bother me so much now?
That does, doesn't it? Yeah, that's
really
annoys you. That's grumpy old man. Yeah, that just that's age.
No, by my son's home to this week.
Well, you two are a grumpy old man.
And I'll go home after radio.
Yeah.
And the door's sleeping. Closed, and he's snoozing, and I'm sitting there.
You know, it's
thinking.
Funny, too, because my daughter was home just for in between spring and summer, and she does the same thing, and it doesn't seem to bother me. Why is that? Like, my daughter will sleep till 11:30. It doesn't bother me a bit, but if my sons do, I just want to wring their neck.
Because she's a nice
really,
kid. We hate our
nice.
Sons.
Really? It's something with my boy. You're right, man. It bothers
right?
me.
It bothers me more with the boys than the girls.
And here's the hypocrisy. I did the same thing.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
We all did.
I was asleep all day.
Yeah.
But when I see them, I'm like, get up and get productive. Let's go.
Do college players are just completely cut free this time of year? Like, how long until you have to be in some sort of...
Probably a summer. Summer has got to
go,
too.
They have summer school. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing online
so he's class. Home for a couple... Oh, he's going to do it from home?
Just for the first session, I think.
I got you. All right. Well,
yeah. Once they get into college, dude, and they come home, it's a nightmare.
Hey, no cut this
so
year?
Enjoy it.
Tony?
No cut.
No cut, huh?
Cut.
Oh, it's become a player's tradition. Mrs. P's going to be upset.
Yeah, it's over. It's part of it's because some of the things, you know, we did that golf tournament a while back that you never you kind of paid up on, and you haven't gone and seen the kids like you said you would of the bet we had.
I've done three Shop with
a
Jock.
There's piled up of debts that Proctor. The foundation couldn't bear anymore.
You're unreal.
He's left a wake, Tony, is what you're telling us.
I don't even
us.
Know what golf tournament you're even talking about.
Damage.
It was all about the kids, Jeff.
Oh, you guys
all
are
about
unreal.
The kids.
I'm not taking any more. See you later, Tony. Have a
thanks,
good week.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah.